Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. On this Memorial Day week edition of the show, we share the story of one of many veterans who have been part of the Honor Flight Bluegrass. Christian County farmer Bill Lester says he received the call last summer.
I went in service in January of 54, drafted for 2 years. I was called back in June and wanted to know if I was interested in going on this honor flight. And they told me I had to have a guardian go with me. And I'm 85, and I told him, well, I don't really need a guardian.
Lester says he was accompanied by his daughter, who lives in Colorado. He says they flew to Washington, D.C. from Louisville.
We got on 4 buses. They had state police or city police, whatever, on motorcycles and cars to escort us. We never stopped at a stoplight, nowhere. And I mean, we didn't just crawl along either. And we went straight to Arlington and saw the cemetery, saw the changing of the guard, which was very humbling, you know, there to unknown soldier.
He says they continued with a tour of some of the other monuments, then received a special tour.
The guy was driving our bus was a retired FBI guy from Washington, and he was driving our bus volunteering. He said, I've never seen them let buses go where we're going. We went to the Pentagon, through the gates, went in right where we could see where the plane hit it. You could see the smoke and all on that building. We went to every building there. We didn't go out and get out, just drove by, and he knew everything because he'd been there as the FBI. Yes, we went to the White House, to the Capitol. We went to the Department of Agriculture, Department of Defense. It was unbelievable.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer's different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Bill Lester says when they got ready to leave Washington, they had mail call.
Of course, you're in the service. Mail call is always a big deal. Well, I didn't know what you're talking about. A mail call. Well, they called my name out and sent me a big manila envelope. I opened it, I had 16 letters from my grandkids and son, nice. Daughters, daughter-in-laws, and it just was amazing. Every soldier there, there's 83 or 84 of us, every one of them had letters.
He says they received a very humbling welcome when they arrived back in Louisville.
As far as you can see down through there, was people 6 deep on each side. Wow. You just wedge your way through the center. Uh-huh. When you got down there to that end, you thought that was it. You turn, there'd be another quarter there. Uh-huh. They said over 1,000 people. School kids.
Really?
Well, busloads of school kids. Uh-huh. You know, and it's 9:30 at night. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, that was on Thursday, tomorrow was school day. But it was one of the most humbling experiences I've ever had.
For more information, search for Otter Flight Bluegrass on the web. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.